So, Chaticha Ru'ya L'Skabed, part two. So last time we mentioned towards the end that the idea that it has to be Isser Machmas Atzmo and not Machmas Baluabo, and we saw two interpretations of why that is. So the Pashupshat, the reason given by the Beis Yosef, is because the Blios themselves are not Re'uyos Lehiskabed. And the more interesting pshat was the Ra'ah, that this is very similar to the idea that, let's say, an Oaf Tahor is not a Birya because it's not Isuro Machmas Atzmo in the sense of not being Mitchilas Briyaso. And basically, if you have a chaticha that was originally mutter and then became aser from some type of external factor, such as tuma or blios, so then it would be batel. So those are the two reasons for this halacha. We'll say the balabatish reason, the blios aren't ruilis kabed, and the more lamdisha reason of the ra'ah, which makes it more similar, actually, to the sugya of Birya. Okay. Now, one question that comes up here is the following. Does this really make sense if you hold of Hanan? After all, maybe, if you think Chaticha Atzman Asin Avelo, when it's Boleya Tam Shaliser, such that you need Shishim Kenegdo, so then it is, or it turns into something that's Aser Machmas Atzmo. So if you hold like the Ra'ah, that's not a problem. Because, yes, the Ra'ah says it's Nasa Nevela, but it's still external. Machmas Davar Acher. So therefore, we understand why it wouldn't be Chaticha Ruli Eskabed. But if you take the conventional approach, that the reason why it's not Ruli Eskabed is because of the Blios, and the Blios aren't Ruyos L'Skabed, but, okay, the Blios aren't, but maybe Nantli transforms this into Isser. So this brings us back to Simen Tzadi Ches and the like, and it will depend on how you understand Hanan. If you just understand Hanan as a shear of Bittel or the like, so then we understand why it's not a Chaticha L'Skabed. And certainly, if you take the approach of the Ramban that you don't get malchus. If you have a potato that's a kezias that has a ton nevela in it, you're not going to get malchus. It's an isser, maybe an isser deraisa. So then it also makes a lot of sense. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, that the potato that absorbed a kezias, the potato that's a kezias that was bolea tam nevela, you do get malchus. And especially if you assume that's deraisa, like one tosos at the very least, and l'chora the idea of the heter nefach l'isser is coming from Tam Ke'ikar and Hanan, and it seems like they should all be related, so then maybe this din makes no sense. So the Prima Gadim says in the Psicha to Tarovos and Achanami, it wouldn't make sense. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam would not hold of this halacha. There are some Rishonim who disagree with it, the Ravya, among others. And Rabbeinu Tam would certainly not agree that a Chatichas Heter Shebala Isser is, if the Chatichas Heter was real Iskabed, then it would not be Batal. Which is okay, so we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. But he says it's not so Gishmak. Because the tour, if you recall, paskin like Reb Chaim Cohen, who says that at the very least, if it's Boleya Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, so then there is a form of Nefach. You would get Malkos. And yet, the tour also is Mako. So there's a Stira. And it's very hard to say that when the tour said, if you have Heter that was Boleya Isser, it's Batel, assuming it's not Boleya Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. That's a pretty big dochak. So the Prima Gadim says this is a question. Miu yesh l'chalik. He doesn't tell you what the chilak is. And I think you could say a chilak. You'd have to say that well, if you could say something along the lines of the Ra'ah, or you could say it still doesn't fully transform it. If you take a Rav type Mahalich, even in Rabbeinu Tam, it would make sense. Does even Rabbeinu Tam say it's totally Nefach? Remember, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's true even for Min B'mino. So there's what to talk about. Remember, even by Bas B'chalav, the sheet of the Bali Tosfos is that it's an Isser Balua, meaning to say it still retains a shame Isser Balua. It's true as long as they're together, but of course, Bas B'chalav is Re'ul Iskabed. So that's something to think about, whether or not it makes sense to say this idea B'das Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look at the Gra in Sif Katan Zayin, he writes that even if you say Hanan by Shari Surin, it should be mutter. Why? What's the reason for this din? Lo yeheya nesar chamor mina oser. So, what does that mean? In other words, the nesar is the potato. Let's assume it's a potato that's Uya Liskabed. The oser is the nevela. So, we know lo yeheya nesar chamor mina oser. Now, usually we say that in the context of the traveling of the blios and the like, but he's saying this would be another application of that din, and could Rabbeinu Tam hold of that? So that's something we discussed. Pashup Shad is that he does hold of it. That was the Rabbi Akiva Eger in Simon Kovav and the like, so the Rashba, but the Rashba doesn't really hold of Fulchanan, so it's not a Raya.
The Russian folks
in Anasar, and yet he holds of Nafach, right? So, but the Rash might not hold of Hanan either. Now, the question is more within Rabbeinu Tam. So, we talked about this, and this would bring us back to that discussion. But if we learn like the Gra, and you know, which is based off of Tosfos and Tzadi Vavam Abeis and Tosfos and Kuf Chesam Abeis, and you think that the Klal of Ein HaNasar Shaykh, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, which you might feel compelled to say, because the Rayos, right? Remember, Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's such a thing as a klipa, a netila. Well, how is that possible? So, of karchacha, Rabbeinu Tam holds of Eina Nasar. And once you hold of Eina Nasar, so maybe that's the chiluk, that's maybe what the Prima Gadam is referring to. Now, this brings us to another question, because what about by Basar B'chalav? Do you hold of Eina Nasar by Basar B'chalav? Right, we know that Bas B'chalav is a chaticha liskabed. That's the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Daled. But the answer basically is that there, as long as they're together, at the very least, it's nefach gamor. Are there any other Rishonim who might disagree with this klal? So again, I think the Rav Yad disagrees with it. The Yad Yehuda on the Shulchan Aruch, Sif, points out, it's actually Simon Tzadi Beis Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that according to the Ran, the famous Ran, that Hanan by Shari Surin is modeled after Bas B'chalav. And the Ran's formulation is very strong. He says that it's going to be perfectly modeled after it. There's going to be no difference between Hanan by Bas B'chalav and Hanan by Shari Surin. Now, where there isn't a concern Atu Bas B'chalav, then there's going to be no Hanan by Shari Surin. That's how he answers the kashas of Tosos and Tzadi Vavam Mebeis. But fundamentally, the Hanan Midrabanan of Shari Surin is exactly like the Hanan De'oraisa by Bas B'chalav. And yet we know that Midrabanan, or we say by Bas B'chalav, Chaticha Haruil Iskabed. So he says, clearly, the Ran would also hold that anytime something's aser machma shaki bel tam, it would be chaticha haruya liskaved. The problem is the Ran himself doesn't say that elsewhere. So the Yad Yehuda says nirish achazer bo mimash kasav kan, because the two things are not compatible.
Which one does he hold?
Which one was later? I forget which one. I think he thinks the long one in the Chulin. He wrote for so long, all those pages. He can't be chosen from that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. The point is that the two psakim are incompatible. If you hold of the modeled after Bas B'chalav, then you would hold Isser Balua as well. Yeah.
Does the Rav Yehuda disagree with the klal that it needs to be asur machlis atzmo, or he thinks that everything is asur machlis atzmo if you hold the chanan?
I don't remember.
If you hold that chanan b'shari surin is exactly ma'ala the basa b'chalav, and you hold ein anesa,
no, you don't hold the Ein HaNesser. That's our point.
Well,
the Ran
brings
Ein no, but
by Basar Bechol. So
yeah.
If you say that.
Oh, you mean you hold Ein HaNesser. Yeah,
well,
but that's not the Ran's view.
Hanan.
But that's not the Ran's
I'm
view.
A theoretical
view, yes.
View, if you say that, then this is fine.
No, because. Then you shouldn't. Because even by Basar Bechol, we say Ein HaNesser.
Right?
Yeah, but then if you learn like the Gra, then Basar Bechol shouldn't be Chaticha Ha'ruil Iskabed. And we know it is.
I'm saying that Ein HaNesser is a separate Svara, that the Isser.
I understand, but Ein HaNesser can't be a reason why it's not Chaticha Ha'ruil Iskabed.
It's an independent thing of Bechol.
So good. So what are you trying to prove?
I'm saying that you could say that Ein HaNesser applies to Basar Bechol, and you could still say that Shire Surin are not going to be Chaticha Ha'ruil Iskabed. The Ein HaNesser is a separate.
Yeah. Form. You could say that, but that won't help you. It's not going to save any Shita.
Even if you hold real Hanan.
Right, but how does it help you? That's Gra's reading. That's the Mahalikha of the Gra. But it still doesn't help you to explain the Ran. Because the Ran says reject Ein HaNesser for Shari Surim, and the Ran because he rejects Ein HaNesser for Bas B'chalav. Right? Okay. Now, the Raman Sif Beis says, Huadin, that it's not going to have a din of Chaticha L'Iskabed if it's Nasra Machmas Klipa. Why? Very simple. Because Klipa is not Ruya L'Iskabed. So, what are we talking about? So clearly here we're talking about a case of Basar B'chalav. Because if it's Isser Machmas Shekibel Tam, anyway, we already said it's not going to be a Chaticha Ha'ruil Iskabed. And this leads to the Lechem Chamudos' question. It's quoted by Shach Sifkatan Vav. Lechem Chamudos says, I don't understand what's going on. Because Kedei Klipa is only Shayach Machmas Shekibel Tam, and that's Kibel Tam anyway is not Shayach for Chaticha Iskabed. So that's the kash of the Lechem Chamudos. So the Shach answers, no, mapitom. Very simple solution. You have a Kedei Klipa and Basar Bechalav. So what was the Lechem Chamudos thinking? He wasn't so stupid. So the Lechem Chamudos, perhaps, was thinking that how in the world would you ever have Klipa for Basar Bechalav? Tell me an example.
Roast meat, roast cheese,
but we pass in a tila. Doesn't help. Shine.
Eroy,
we're also. You gave a better example. But we'll get to Eroy in a second. Okay, good. So that also works. But let's do one thing at a time. So your example was, we know that we pass in tasagavar, right? So tasagavar, so let's say you had cold milk and a hot piece of meat that you put into the cold milk. So then we would say that hot piece of meat that went into the cold milk would be bolea klipa, right? Ademekar lei bala klipa. Good. That's a good answer. The only problem is that b'chia gavna, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Aleph Dalid, it sounds like klipa is a chumra, at least b'das Rabbeinu Tam. That's why Rabbeinu Tam says that a klipa is always batel. You don't even need shishim. But, okay. But l'maisa would be a klipa. So maybe the Lechem Chamudo said, well, that case, the klipa is only a chumra, so even by Basar Bechalav, we shouldn't say Chaticha L'Iskabed. But even more than that, maybe the machlokus is like this. Anytime you're ever going to have a klipa for Basar Bechalav, we're always going to be dealing with Basar Bechalav Dirabanan, right? It could even be Tzli is Basar Bechalav Dirabanan, like in your original case, but that's a machlokas Rishonin. But let's say Tzli isn't, but that's Netila. Anytime you're ever going to have a klipa, it's always going to be Basar Bechalav Dirabanan. It's not going to be Bishul. Now, do you say that that is a chaticha ha'ru'il iskabed. So you say, what do you mean? Yeah, we know that there's chaticha ha'ru'il iskabed for Isser d'Rabbanan, right? We have the raya from Chulin Shenishchatu Bazara. We'll have to get back to that raya. But the answer is it's not so simple. Because how do you look at Basar B'chalav d'Rabbanan? What do I mean by that? When meat absorbs milk, shelo b'derech b'shol, so do we say that becomes a chefta shel Basar B'chalav d'Rabbanan? Or do we say no? There's an Isser d'Rabbanan to eat milk and meat together at the same time, even shelo b'derech b'shol, right? So I can't, in the same bite, have salami and cheese. That's Basar B'chalav d'Rabbanan. But is it pshat that there's a chefta of Basar B'chalav d'Rabbanan? Or no? There's an Isser d'Rabbanan to eat them at the same time, even shelo b'derech b'shol. But it doesn't become a chefta of Basar B'chalav d'Rabbanan. It's simply aser to eat mid'Rabbanan, because mid'Rabbanan they said that you can't eat milk and meat at the same time. So in this case, when you have, let's say, the example that presumably we're talking about, hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, so ademeker le bala porta. There's no b'shol. So there's blios of milk in this meat. So the Lechem Chamudo said, you have milk and you have meat together, but you have no basar b'chalav d'rabbanan, you have no chefta shel iser, so therefore it's just a regular old iser balua, and we know that iser balua, we don't say chaticha ruli iskabed.
He thought it was just an
iser
to eat it together.
Right, it's aser to eat. And that might be what the Shach and the Lechem Chamudos are debating. In fact, this is a machlokas achronim, this very question. The machlokas achronim comes up by your example, melicha, or kvisha. Let's say you have meat soaked in milk for 24 hours. So now, obviously, it's aser to eat. Would that meat be chaticha haruyel iskabed? So the Prima Gadim, Rabbi Kiv Egron Chavos Das, say it is chaticha iskabed. The Minchas Yaakov, Chachmas Adam, say it's not. Prima Gadim, Rabbi Kiv Egron Chavos Das, all say it is chaticha haruyel iskabed. The Minchas Yaakov and Chachmas Adam all say it's not. Now, that's this machlokas. That might be the machlokas here between the Shach and the Lechem Chamudos. The Shach's assuming lahachmir. The Lechem Chamudos is assuming lakel. And that's why he can't come up with any possibility of a klipa that's going to be basar b'chalav. Okay, maybe. And again, that's going to be a question when we learn hilchos basar b'chalav, whether you look at Basar B'chalav d'Rabbanan as an Isser Machmas Atzmo or not. Happens to be that the Shach is Machmir, not Shaila, so it would be Lashitaso. Taz is Mekel. Where's the Taz Mekel? In our Simen. Right? Anyone notice where the Taz was Mekel on that Shaila? On our Simen? The cheese Taz. We'll get there in a second. By Gvinas Gaim. All right. He treated it as an Isser Balua, right? All right, we'll get to that Taz. I know that Taz in Nekudas HaKasef is a little confusing. Maybe we'll go in a minute or two. We'll go through that and just say that out. Okay. Now, the end of that Shach, he brings the machlokas, whether it's shayach haticha uliskabed for a klipa. He says the Rav Yah says it's shayach. And the Shach says al karchacha, he's talking about a klipa that happens to be chashuv. So the problem is, what do you mean a klipa is a mashu? So the Shach seems to assume no, sometimes you could have a chashuv klipa, it's possible, but you could say that it's not a raya, because the Rav Yah might be lashitaso that even in Isser Balua it's a chaticha huil iskabe. So then you could say that the Rav Yah's shita basically is that if this chaticha as it is ruil iskabed b'lifnei orchem and it's aser to eat as is, so then it's not batal, and that's exactly what you have here, and that's why he says it shayach A by klipa and B by balua. Okay.
How could the Rav Yah hold that he's saying based on focus there in Tzadi Zayin? How could he say that
are you thinking of the Araim?
Right. So how could he also say this shita here that
the Rav Yah, the Araim?
That's chashuv, that the klipa is machmas atzmo.
What's the problem? I'm not actually saying that my pshat. You don't have to say the klipa is aser machmas atzmo.
I mean, this works for the Ramah, but how does the Rav Yosei or the Mordechai, whatever, how do they say?
I don't know about the Mordechai.
The Mordechai is bringing the Rav Yosei.
The Rav Yosei. The Mordechai brings other shittos also.
Okay, so the Rav Yosei is basing it on the Re'im, I imagine.
Oh no.
That you don't say chanav mitzas chavivah.
How do you know?
That's what sounded from the Shach.
I didn't get that impression.
Is
look it up.
Is he saying Chanan on the Klippa or not? I'm just asking. Is he saying Chanan on the Klippa? Sounds like he is, based on his tosis.
I don't know how you know, but let's say yes.
So then how could he say the Klippa is also his Klippa or his Kavi? I'm sorry, he's not.
Why are you assuming that the Rav Yosei holds that there's no Chanan by a mitzvah Chaticha?
So if he does, then he can't say that it's not kosher, then it would have to be machmas atzmo.
But I'm saying the Rav Yosei doesn't anyway hold of machmas atzmo. The Rav Yosei thinks the Sirbalua is chaticha l'iskabed. That's the Rav Yosei shita. He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch.
He's basing it on the Tosfos there.
How do you know?
That's what he's saying over here in the
Shach. Look at the Rav Yosei. That wasn't my impression. Okay. Fine. What if you have a seik re'uya l'iskabed? So the Ramah paskins, based off of the Isser Heter, that Safik Rui L'Iskabed, we say Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula, because after all, this whole idea of Safik D'Rabbanan is D'Rabbanan. So how are you going to ever have a Safik Rui L'Iskabed? Give me an example.
Never had it.
So the problem is like this. It's going to be Safik Chisaron Yediyah, right? I see this piece. I don't know. Is this Rui L'Iskabed or not? So let's say, I don't know if... It means a baki, acher baki. Where? So I don't know if that's true also, because why would it be? Maybe you could find somebody else, but even if you're right, we saw many achronim hold even that suffix sarn yediyah. So the Minchas Yaakov asked this question, and the Minchas Yaakov says, must be talking about a case where the Isser fell in, and you don't know which one it is, you don't know if it's Gedol or Rioskabit. Very simple answer. Good. The Prima Gadim, over here, Mishpat Zav, quotes it, Sifkat and Beis. He says, the Lashon of the Ramah doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound like you don't know whether it's Rioskabit because it's now disappeared and mixed in. It sounds like you don't know whether this piece, even, let's say, before it fell in, was Rioskabit. But you could say that. That's exactly the Minchas Yaakov's answer. So the Prima Gadim like that, though, so he gives a different answer from the Pritoa. He says, that in terms of Ruya L'Iskabed, very interesting answer, he says, so you could bring an expert in from out of town? No, that there's a, since it's Mishtana L'Fi HaMakom, so you can't trust them. So it's a little strange, but he's assuming that you have to make sure all the people in this town don't know, and then we could say it's Ruya L'Iskabed, it's assuming that you don't hold that then you wouldn't say the svara of imein ze baki acher baki, because acher wouldn't. Now you could say, what do you mean? He knows the standards in this town. He wasn't know. So
it's not like a physical characteristic.
That's the point.
I'm saying, even if we could differ in what we serve to people, and who's going to be machria?
So that's, in other words, so that's sort of the question. In other words, the achronim all ask this question. They're saying like this: look, I don't know if this piece is Rui L'Iskabed or not, but I'll ask Martha Stewart, and she'll tell me.
She has really high standards. She's
unrealistic. No, she knows. She's the expert. At least not in jail. So she knows. She knows. Or if not her, somebody else. In other words, it doesn't seem like it's subjective. The whole Shulchan Aruch. One second. It changes from town to town and from time to time. But that's not the same thing as saying subjective. So if you don't know the answers, you call in the experts. So
there's so many moving pieces. Oreach Nichbad. Who's an Oreach Nichbad? Out of town, in town.
But there has to be an answer. In other words, you're just saying that there's no answers. So how are you ever going to know?
Then there's no sphikas, because if it's a selfie for me, I'm not going to serve it to them, and then it's not really established.
Right. In other words, it does sound like there is an answer. There are things. Yes, it changes from time to time and from place to place.
There are definitely things that are on both sides. I just think that the middle area, there's the definitive room for a gray area when there's people who would, people who wouldn't.
It's very hard to imagine that there's a takana de rabbanan with a gray area, right? There could be a takana de rabbanan where I don't know where if there's a takana de rabbanan, there's a line. I might not know which side of the line it falls on, but there is a line. So presumably, you should be able to ask an expert.
I didn't know that smicha would have class on good housekeeping. Like,
so that's the point. So that's why you
expect to know all
good.
The stuff and all the etiquette.
So that's the point. So you don't know because you didn't. Because smicha classes don't teach you etiquette. So you go and you call Miss Etiquette, and she'll tell you. In other words, and if that's the pshat, so then it would be chisar nidi. That's what they're saying, and that's why they come up with all sorts of different answers.
Why isn't it just you have a terrorist in the middle of one of these chatichos?
That's the first answer. That's Minchas Yaakov's answer. That's his answer. So that works. Everybody, that's a gewaldic answer. The only the Prima Gadim didn't like it. He thought the Mashmos of the Ramah didn't sound that. It's only talking about a case where you don't know whether it's Roy Liskabit because you've lost it. It sounds like there's such a thing as a Suffolk Rotwe Liskabit. And in that case, you could be Mako. You don't see that diuk? Suffolk is just because it's not really a Suffolk. It's just a Suffolk because I don't know where it went because it's lost. So, you're right. That's the simplest answer, but you could also see why the Prima Gadim didn't like that. Anyway, it's interesting. So, but yeah. The other answer that the pre Torah gives is it's a plugta de rabavsa. As a machlokes whether this is a safek real, whether it's real is kavit or not. So then you can't. If you think that a plug, which we saw was also machlokas when we did this in Tadichas, but if you think that machlokas haposkim is not considered chasavich san yedia, so that could be another answer. Fine. Okay, thought it was a cute question to bring us back to Tadichas. We just went back to Tadichas, but in case you need another reason to go back to Tadichas. Okay. What about an Isser de Rabbanan? So the Rama says that it has a din of Chatich Liskabed. The source is in the Beis Yosef, at the end of the Simen, who derives it from the Rambam, Tez Zayin Halacha Vav, in Machos Osuros, that we say that Chulin Shenishchat Bazara has a din of Chatich Liskabed, even though the Rambam holds that the Isser of Chulin Shenishchat Bazara is only Midi Rabbanan, and you could see that in Rambam Hilchos Shechita, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, where he says Ochel b'sar chulin shenishchatu bazara makin oso makas mardos. So presumably makas mardos because it's only an iser drabanan, only an iser drabanan. So therefore, the Pri Chadash and the Minchas Yaakov all ask on the Beis Yosef that the Beis Yosef, if you look at that halach in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, the Kesef Mishnah over there says what? It's iser deraisa. Why makanos o markas mardos? Because it's not a lav mefurish b'tayra. Remember the Rambam's famous shita, get malkos if it's mefurish. So, but of course it's asur midaraisa. So, if you learn like the Beis Yosef doesn't have a raya. That's the kasha that the Achronim ask. Anyway, I don't know. Maisa though, the poskim do say that for Issa Drabana, we do say chatich liskabed. Except for the exception of summer guys, what's the answer? I think that's just you. What? Where do we not say that? Oh no, you too. January's man. Yes, very good. Bishalakum and Pasakum and Chemasakum. The Shach Simin Kuf Yud Beis Sifkat and Chav Gimel says there they're batel berov, even though they're chatich liskabed. Okay, why? Shvach Isurim Derabanan. Okay, now once we're on the topic of Isurim Derabanan, so let's talk about cheese for a moment.
When the Rambam Bayos says that it's Derabanan, he's talking about the Isurim Derabanan.
But Lamaisa, he says that.
Why is he saying it? He's telling us the Chiddush because of Isurim.
No, in other words, Shechting Chulin Bazara is an Isur Deraisa. The Isur of what he says in Hilchos Shechita is eating chulin shenishchatu bazara is makanos al markas mardos, which the Beis Yosef over here presumes means because it's asamid rabbanan.
Why is Rambam?
Because there is an Isser Hana, and Isser Hana is the rabbanan.
And he's just
so I don't remember somebody. One of the chevra last time we learned this, I don't remember who it was, tried to give a whole answer that the Isser Hana is the Rabbanan, but the Isser Achila is the Raisa, and that's how he wanted to be Yashiv the Kesef Mishnah. But, right. So the problem with saying that is the whole source for it being an Isser de Rabbanan.
Last question,
what?
Asks,
in other words, what do you want?
You're going to mix up the
So we're going to say the Isser Hana is de Rabbanan, but and therefore the Nafkamina is like this, that if it's an, if the Chatichah L'Sgabed, which is Aser B'Achila Midoraisa, gets mixed in with other, everything else, so we're going to make the whole Tarovis Aser B'Hana, and not just Aser B'Achila, and that's only de Rabbanan, and the Rambam implies that the whole thing would be Aser B'Hana. That's the Diuk? Maybe. If that would work. Yeah. So I was thinking that might work. No, it's still yeah, that might work. You have to think about it. Maybe that would answer their question. Something to think about. Somebody said that last time also. I don't remember. Okay. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about cheese. So again for the people who are in the summer limud, they probably don't need to review this because they know it already. Oh, exactly. See, you have to be able to close your computer with like a So we know that chalav shechal vo'akum is aser, or chalav shechal vo'akum ve'eni yisrael vo'ehu is aser. Why? The Gemara says shema irev bo chalav tameh. This is a Isser d'Rabbanan. Maybe in your cow's milk is a little mixed in camel milk. Okay. What about Gvinas Akum? So Gvinas Akum are also Aser, and the Gemara gives a whole bunch of reasons why. The Tur quotes four of those reasons, or really three of those reasons, and we'll just mention those reasons, though there are more reasons in the Gemara. The first one is because Mamidin Oso Beor Kevas Nevela. Meaning to say that to make cheese, to make hard cheese, you need rennet. And typically, the rennet is the ore of the kevas nevela. The keva is one of the stomachs of the ruminant, and they take that actual keva. Now, we're going to call it ore keva, because usually when we use the keva, word keva, we don't mean the ore hakeva, we mean the partially digested milk in the keva. Remember, this is talking about a calf, a nursing calf. So the only food that it's getting is milk. And the milk goes directly actually into the keva, even though there are a number of stomachs, goes into the keva. And then it starts to be digested in the keva. And in the process of digestion, it starts to sort of coagulate and congeal and the like. And then they shechted this calf and they took out the keva. So you can make cheese from either the keva, which is the partially digested milk that it drank from the mother, or from the orha keva. Now the orha keva is basar. So if you go ahead and you take that orha keva and you use it to make cheese by putting into the milk, you have a problem. Now, if that's true, why is it dafka or kevas nevela? It would even be true or kevas shchuta. So, when we do bas b'chalav, we'll talk about why that is. For now, we don't need to get into the details. So, reason number one is because mamidin osoba or kevas nevela. Reason number two is because tachin paneha b'shuman azir. I'll tell you a story about this. Maisa Shaya. Somebody told me recently they decided... that they were of the opinion, we'll talk, some people know about this, that you don't have to worry about, this is the opinion of some of the Bali Tosfos, if mamidin oso ba'asavim or synthetic rennet or the like, you don't have to worry. It's only if there's no like lo plug davar shebeminyan by gvina sakum, that's not the way we paskin. Therefore, he held that a typical cheese, let's say Kraft cheese in America, would be okay. Good. But he didn't need to like get into non-kosher cheese for Kraft. Like that, you could just get Miller. He was a feinschmecker. He wanted to have the good cheese. And you can't get good kosher cheese. Well, now, Baruch Hashem, you can. The cheese guy. Cheese guy. He's very good. I went to a whole lecture by him. Anyway.
I have next week.
Oh, Gewaldig. So this guy went ahead, and he was taking a cheese-making course in Vermont. So all the cheeses were taka made with real rennet, except for this one. So they told him, this cheese you could have, because it's not real rennet. Ah, finally, a good cheese I could have that's kosher. And he sees them smearing the cheese with something. So he says, what are you doing? So he says, oh, we're larding the cheese. That's the reason of the Gemara. So he did. He was stuck. Okay.
Wow.
Larding the cheese, yeah. It was.
What did they do?
The reason is you need a sealant because you don't want the cheese to lose its moisture. That's why good cheeses have like a crust on the outside. Anyway. B'shuman shel chazir. Okay, larding the cheese. Fine. That's reason number two. Reason number three is that there might be some tamei milk, some camel's milk, to make the cheese. Now the problem is, camel's milk does not turn into cheese, or if you prefer, does not cheesify. So if we could have chananify, we could have cheesify. So I have to keep you guys awake, especially Robbie in the back. So why should we be concerned? So kiyadua, there are little bubbles in the cheese. So the bubbles might contain a little bit of camel milk. Okay, so those are the reasons. Now the Rambam goes ahead and says, even if there's no chshash for these things, like we know mamidin osa asavim, and there's no chalav tamei here around either, right? Like Kraft cheese in America. So Kraft cheese, all the non-super fancy cheeses use synthetic rennet anyway. And they're not going to put camel's milk if you're not makbid on Chav Yisrael, so clearly you're not concerned about camel's milk anyway. So, the Rambam still says it's asur. Why? He says, ho ragaonim, that it's asur because kvar gazru and it's a davar shebeminyan and the like. Okay, good. So now, that's the introduction. So now, let's think about which reasons of those would make this cheese chaticha haruya l'skabed. Right? Is gvinas akum chaticha l'skabed? That's our shayla. A piece of gvinas akum. So let's say it's chashev, it's not Kraft cheese. You know, geshmaka cheese. So that gets mixed into a bunch of other cheeses, a bunch of kosher cheeses. So if you hold like you, you'll be able to tell because there's no such thing as good kosher cheese. But if you hold like me, so now you have a shayla. What's the halacha? So if you hold of the reason of tachin paneh b'shemen shel chazir, should it be batel?
I'm sorry, you told me you don't check the
tino. So if you hold of the reason that, so then it should be batel, right?
It's chazir. Where does the word?
It's from a chazir, but it's not real iskabed. Right? So it should be okay.
Is it considered
butter? Sure. It's fat. Grease.
It's cold.
Talk about that. But anyway, it doesn't get in. You put it on cold. It's just like an outer layer. So, and if it goes in, it goes in a klipa, right? So if you hold to that reason, it should be butter. If you hold to the reason of the bubbles, right, the little bit of camel's milk, also it should be butter, because those little drops of camel milk are definitely not ruya l'skabed. If you hold of the reason of mamidino sub or keves nevela, so we'll get back to that's the issue of the taz, right? And how you look at possible chalav d'rabbanan. So we'll get back to that in a moment. But so then it's a shaila. Then there's what to talk about. And if you hold of the Rambam, right? In other words, let's say Kraft cheese gets mixed in. So also what to talk about, right? These are the issues that come up. In other words, in that case, for the Rambam, Yesh Maladaber, do you say that It's an Issa Rabbanan, and therefore it's not batel. Or do you say, no, the Issa Rabbanan came from one of the other reasons. And if, let's say, the source of the Issa Rabbanan is because of whatever reason you say, so the low plug won't be more machmir than the source. This gets into like the Yantav Sheni Yishal Galio Shailas in Eretz Yisrael. If Bisman Chazal I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I'd keep one day. So why do I have to keep 2 days? Ah, but if you say that it was a takana, so then it's Salim, right? So you could talk about that also, right? Yesh Ma'ala Daber. Good. So now let's go through the other possible cases. We're going to go through all the cheese Shailas that come up in the Nosei Kelim. Again, what gets us so confusing is because it's hard to figure out which cases are which. So they talk about Gvina Shehu Amad B'chalav Treifa. So we know that that milk that's treif can't be drunk. So now, if the milk was treifa, gvina shenesta mechalav treifa, so then l'chor it is gufo shalisser, and it would be ru'uya l'skabed, right? Assuming, and if it's a mixture, so then assuming that, you know, if 60% of the milk, or even 30% of the milk is chalav treifa, but that would be enough to make cheese that's ru'uya l'skabed, right? If the treifa shebo, treif milk here is ru'uya l'skabed, so then it wouldn't be batel. And if not, if it's 5% chalav treifa, and that would make like a little piece of cheese as small, and that wouldn't be ru'uya l'skabed or the like, so then it should be batel. Now that's one case. But that's not the case they're talking about when they say huamda mechalav treifa, because that's nesta mechalav treifa. Huamda mechalav treifa means the maimid was chalav treifa. Now I'm not entirely sure what case this is talking about, because the maimid for cheese is not milk. The maimid for cheese is rennet. So what he probably means is it's not talking about hard cheese, it's talking about acid-based cheese or soft cheese. And then the maimid could be milk, right? Like, let's take leaven. So I remember when I was assuming leaven is ru'uya l'skabed, which is another question, but let's say it is. In a country where leaven is ru'uya l'skabed.
What's leaven?
So let me tell you how to make leaven. So when nowadays, you could buy kosher leaven in America. But when I was growing up,
there are people who are not Jews who eat leaven?
No, but I'm saying, but you could buy kosher leaven in America, meaning to say you could go to the store and buy leaven in the kosher stores. But my mother, she loves anything that's Israeli. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's like Shaykh, so leaven is Israeli, so she likes it. So, but you can't get leaven in America in those days. So what we used to do is bring back a leaven from Israel. Beautiful. The only problem is that that's only one leaven. So it's very simple. What you do is after you eat your leaven, you have the container of leaven, right, which has like a little bit of leaven left on the bottom. You fill it up with milk, you put it on the fridge, top of the fridge overnight where it's warm, and the next morning you'll have another cup of leaven. And you do that again each day. Your leaven will go on forever and ever. Right? In other words, that's gvina, shehuamda, b'chalav, right, with soft cheese, acid-based cheese. What you need to do when you're making cheese is you're separating the protein from the casein from the rest of the thing. So that could be done in two ways, using rennet, which is an enzyme, or using acids, right? The reason why milk separates when it spoils is because when milk spoils, there's the bacteria growing in it. The bacteria, the byproduct, is an acid. The acid causes the milk to separate. But you could do that without spoiling, like yogurt or leaven or the like. Anyway,
I mean, chemistry
is one of the. Yes, this stuff is pashut. Torumada, what do you mean? So, anyway, so that's what we mean, I think, when we're talking about gvina shehuamda b'chalav treifa. So what's the din by gvina shehuamda b'chalav treifa? So there we have a machlokus between the Taras Chatas and Isser V'Hatter. The Taras Chatas says it's not chaticha ru'uya l'skabed because the gvina is not gufo shel iser, And that's the view basically that's accepted by the Shach and the Taz, as opposed to the Isser Veheter, who says it is Chaticha Liskabed. And the Pshat, at least the way the Prima Gaudim explained this Pshat, is that Davar HaMaimid is Ki'ilu it's Be'en, right? And therefore the Maimid is Chalav Trefa. Now, where did we talk about this Shaila before? Chevra? This was Rav Aaron Cutler's Svara for gelatin. Exactly. He's saying that the Chumrah of Maimid is even further. It's not just, and this is a big chiddush, but this is what Rav Aaron Cutler argued in the gelatin. It's not just that Maimid isn't batel, but Maimid, the takana de Rabbanan of Maimid is that Ekilu it's be'en. And that makes it, that's the way the Prima Gaudim explains this about her. No. In other words, it's going to define this. It's more than an Isser Balua. It's not, the Maimid is not just, yeah, exactly. In other words, Maimid is not just, oh, well, even though there's Shishim Kenagdo, it's not Bato, right? Rather, Maimid is something else. Because it's the Maimid that creates this thing, whatever this is, cheese. So without the Maimid, I don't have cheese, right? What without Maimid, cheese is milk. But this is cheese. So what makes this cheese is the Maimid. And therefore, the Maimid, if it's Usser, defines this, and that makes the whole cheese Chaticha L'Yiskabed. That's the way the Prima Gaudim explains the Isser V'Hatter.
I thought the Shach disagreed with Taz's understanding of the Isser V'Hatter. In other words, the Taz, I agree with Rami, that's exactly what the Taz understood. That's how Bach quotes the Isser V'Hatter, but I thought the Shach didn't include this against it. He says, V'Tema, the Isser V'Hatter, Gufei, Sham, Pasach, Kator, Ba, Poskim, Al, Dikasav, etc.
Let's get to that in one moment. Just one moment. Okay, we'll get there. Okay. So what have we talked about so far? We talked about gvina that's huamda b'chalav treifa. We talked about gvina shenasta b'chalav treifa. What about gvina shehuamda b'keva shel iser, like or kevas nevela? Right? So what about that? So the Taz writes at the end that since it's basar b'chalav, it's going to be aser. It's going to be b'gader chaticha v'liskabed. The Prima Gaudim writes, and this is Mishpato Zav Dalid, that according to the Taz, we must be talking about a case where there's not shishim keneged the Or HaKeva. And therefore, there's basar b'chalav beguf hagvina, and that's why it's chaticha v'liskabed. And the if you look at Rekiv Eger over there on that Taz, he says the Taz is Lashitasu at the beginning of Pei Zayin. We'll return to that point when we get to Pei Zayin. Right? So this is that question. We asked, if you hold Gvina Sakam, is Asar, because Orkid is Nevela. So when you have Orkid is Nevela, what's a din? So according to the Taz, that's going to be Chatil Iskabed. What about Gvina that's made with Chalav Shel Heter that has Chalav Tame mixed in? So that certainly Me'ikar HaDin will not be Chaticha L'Iskabed, because it just has a little bit of milk in the bubbles, like we said before. What about Gvinas Akum? What about Gvinas Akum? Meaning to say, Gvinas Akum, let's say our Gvina, right? Kraft cheese. So on the one hand, it's Aser because of the Chshash, Shema Irvu Bo Davar Tame. And if actually Irvu Bo Davar Tame, what's the halacha? Is it Chaticha L'Iskabed? No, right? So therefore, maybe it should be batel. Or do we say that since Chachamim asserted it, even if Hamidu Basavim, like any other Isser Drabbanan, and Isser Drabbanan, we say is Chaticha L'Iskabed. So this is the machlokas between the Taz and the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef. The Taz says it's not a Chaticha Haril Iskabed, because it's not Isura Migufa. And he writes that's also the opinion of the Tars Chattas, but the Shach in the Chuzkas says that's not the opinion of the Taras Chattas, and then the Bach and the Nekudas HaKesef both say it is Chaticha L'Iskabed, because since it's Aser B'chol Makom, even in a place that Yadua Shemidua Be'asavim, so it's like Iser Machmas Atzmo, and therefore, ironically, if it might be maybe they mixed in Chalav Tameh, but if If they mixed in chalav tamei, it wouldn't be chatichas kabed. But once they made a iser across the board, mishum lo plug, so then it turns out it's like any other iser derabanan, and therefore it would be chatichas kabed. So that was at least my understanding of this whole confusing parsha.
You think this has?
So before I return back to my previous question, the Shach says that there's two reasons why he says that it's a Rodas Gavei. One is because the Chacham were Gazru.
Right.
And he adds, so I just want to understand, what's the second reason? He says, Chilas Asiyasan Haval Yidei Iser. He says, Vigam. He says two reasons.
So you're saying that second Svara, is that because of he holds of the Maimon Svara? Probably not, right? Maybe it's because of the concern of Orkevas Nevela. In other words, that's one of the reasons for the Chachamim's Aser. Tchilas Asiyaso. See, I sort of thought that's really meant the same thing. What's Lashon again?
He says, Shem Me'ach Shasu Chachamim Ach Kol Stam Vina Chachamim Shash Iser Shiyesh Ptasso. One. V'gam Tchila, and then he says, V'gam Tchilas Asiyaso Hava Yidei Iser Havi Kinola V'Isur.
Is that like saying the same thing, but sort of two ways of saying the same type of thing? In other words, the fact that it was aser mitchilas bria, and it's not aser because of kibel tam, it's not aser because of an external thing, but it was aser mitchilas asiyaso.
A chol tamei can't make kvina.
That's true, but the point is they mitchilas asiyaso. They said any cheese made by a guy is aser.
But so the chash derbanan. I don't understand. The chash
rabbanon
is separate from that called
tinder rabbanon? Yeah. In other words, that's because of this chash, they made a cross the board iser on gvina sakum.
And said that even though it's not machmas atmo, it is machmas atmo.
Well, once you have a cross the board iser, then it is machmas atmo, becomes machmas atmo. Maybe the motivation for the takana was. Was one thing, but lamaisa. The application of the takana is something else.
It's different than the takana.
That's why I said, that's the mashal of the second day of Eretz Yisrael, right? Taka, when it was aser al safek, sveka diyoma, so then a ben bavel in Eretz Yisrael, of course, would keep one day. But nowadays, that's not why we keep it in Chutz
La'aretz. Is that the difference between the taz and the shach? Because the taz, it says, it depends on the makom. So you see that there's room in this, there abanan according to the taz.
Maybe. I had sort of imagined a little different, but I'd sort of imagined that it's like the Chacham Tzvi versus everybody else. In other words, the Taz says, let's go back to the source of this Isser. Since the source of this Isser, if whatever motivated the Takana was actually a concern, it wouldn't be Chatilas Kabed. So now, even though we made a low plug, but it can't be more chamor than the actual chash that was the motivation of this altakana in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I said before, that it seems like the shach says that maimed of treifa would not be usher. In other words, leaven would be mutter from the Isra Heter. He quotes the Isra Heter, who says that.
Huam da bechal of treifa.
Then who does he ask towards the end?
Right. Yeah.
He says, "L'chein afilu rachetzi or reviyah."
So I don't know where you are still. Right beginning.
It's like a third.
After before the ad kan l'shon ha'iser v'ater, ha'reid l'asar gvina al-shanaz mechal abeima treifa.
He says, "V'teima l'hav iser v'ater gufei sham."
V'teima l'hav iser v'ater gufei sham pasuk katura poskim al dekasav. Sham din chamishi vizal. Yeah.
Zochin afilu ra chetzi or revi. So pavlos revi is bina mivayim atreifa. In yesh ba kol kafshi.
Right. In other words, if one quarter would be enough to be ruulis kabeid.
Right, but not huama.
Well, either way, if lamaisa the amount of aser milk in this cheese is ruulis kabeid b'alfnei orchin, then it's not going to be bato. The question is dafka by huamda, where it's not enough, right? And that's where the shach thinks that it should be mutter, and iser v'heter seems to say it's aser.
I thought he was quoting the iser v'heter.
Okay, so let me. I mean, this is a quote from the iser v'heter, But the way he explains it isn't that way. Lemaisa, he's paskening against this about to, no?
Why? He's agreeing. Why? He says it appears.
Okay. I will, I look back. After, I'll, maybe I made a mistake. I'll reread it and let you know. We'll get back to it. Okay. Fine. Next. What's the halacha? This one I'm just doing for you guys. What's the halacha if when it was Nisarev, let's say the Tarnagolas Trefa was Nisarev, and at that point it still had its feathers, but Lo Noda Taroves until Achar Shehesir Notzasa. So do we say it's Bato? Because at the time that it got mixed in, it was not a Chaticha Iliskabed? Or do we say it's not Bato? Because at the time of the Adiyah Sataroves, it was Ruhiyah Liskabed. What do you say about that? So the Radvaz says, it's quoted by the Pischei Tshuvas of Katan Hei, it's also Megillah Marsha, who say he's Machmir. And look, I have the Radvaz over here, but I thought you'd appreciate that question. Okay. Now back to what's relevant for everybody else. Any Adiyah question, I just have to let you know about. So, small pieces. So the Taz quotes the Isser V'Heter that Imnechta Chaor Shel Avaz L'Ritzuos Batul Chashivuso, and the Marshal was Tamea Kevan Shemnechta Chayna Chashuva Meizet Satia Chashuva B'Shleimusa V'Gam Lani Az Daiti Yipale Yipcha. So what's the machlokas here? This is, I call this the pepper steak shaila, right? In other words, it seems like they're arguing about whether a single pepper steak would be chaticha liyaskabed. On the one hand, Lamaisa, you would never put a single pepper steak in front of a Reach Chashuv. It's like a tiny little piece of meat. On the other hand, you would put a pepper steak dish in front of a Reach Chashuv. So let's say, with lots of pepper steaks.
Okay, not like it as part of another.
No, lots like those things in a Chinese restaurant, right? Where you have a whole bunch of little pieces cut up steak and other sautéed vegetables and other stuff. So, you know, at least in China. So, assuming that Chinese food is considered Roy Laskabi Balif Nehorachim, so you would. So, what's the machlokas? So, would we say that this pepper steak, the single pepper steak that's a trefar, whatever it is a bato? Do we look at the piece as it is, the piece of Isser as it is, and say, I would never stick this piece of Isser as it is in front of an Oreach Chashuv, and therefore it's bato? That's what the Isser V'Heter says. Or do we say no, that this little piece of steak would be part of a dish that you would serve before an Oreach Chashuv? And that's exactly what the Isser V'Heter and the Taz are arguing about, and that's what the Nekudas Kesef points out. The Isser V'Heter says, since you wouldn't pit this Ritzua Shel Avaz before a Chashuv guest, so Batel Chashivus. He agrees that you might put a whole bunch of Ritzua Shel Avaz, or Avaz, but not this one. And the Taz says, no, since this, you would put this piece in front of a chashuv guest, though it's true only as part of a broader dish, that still makes it chashuv. So that seems to be the machlokas. Good. Now, this brings up just an interesting diuk in the Rambam that some of you pointed out, which is, the Rambam has an interesting formulation, which is actually really comes from the Lashon of the Gemara. Rambam, in again Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Hey, says V'chein chaticha shel nevela, o shel basar behema, o chaya, o of, o dag, hatameim shenis arva bekam alafim chaticha usakol aser ad sheyagbia usachaticha. Shemo higbia harei adavar aser omed velo nishtane vechaticha chashuva etzlau sheharei miskabid ba lifnei orchin. What an unbelievable lashon. He doesn't say if you have a chaticha im hi ruya liskabe lifnei orchim, it's not bato. That's not what he said. He said chaticha is not bato because, sounds like any chaticha shall basar or shall chaya is not bato because it's miskabe ba lifnei orchim. So you said it was the Maralbach. Okay, so the Rambach makes the ziyuk. Says, you see from the Rambam that any chaticha is not bata. So, okay, beautiful ziyuk in the Rambam, but I would have said, okay, but we certainly don't hold that way, right? We say, now it's true, talking the lashon, the Gemara is very meduyuk, right? Because the Mishnah says chaticha, and the Gemara says, because it's real, but we don't pass in that way.
Doesn't bring it, so.
No.
No, the shit is a
so.
But
the truth is, but the truth is that if you hold of this of the Taz, so it's not, might be very similar to the Rambam. In other words, every piece of meat is going to be royal eskabed balifnei areach as part of a dish. Even ground meat, right? You go to a fancy restaurant and they serve certain dishes that are made from ground meat. Ground meat is mamish, it's ground up into nothing, right? So you have dishes with any piece of meat that, even if it's a very small piece of meat, is rai l'skabit ba lifnei ha'orchim. Doesn't mean chaticha gdola. Any piece.
Well, chaticha doesn't mean ground meat.
Even that, I'm being a kavachomer. Any piece. You find me a piece of meat that you wouldn't put, so maybe you'll talk about b'nei me'ayim, fine, right? But fundamentally, any piece of meat you would be, is roi l'skabed ba lifnei orchim, as part of a broader dish.
The Taz agrees that if you just put that little piece in front of an areach, that's not kosher.
We don't care about putting it, our shaila's bittel, right? You have this little tiny piece of meat that is a trefa, and it gets mixed in with a bunch of other tiny pieces of meat. Well, is there bittel? The answer is if you took this taroves, I'm not saying the Taz is exactly like the Rambam according to Malbach, but it's very close. If you go ahead, you have this little tiny piece of meat. Would you put this meat as part of a dish in front of an areach chashuv? Yes, you would.
But why are we dining it up?
That's exactly what the Taz says.
I don't
know. So good.
Sure.
I think it's very glad. Why not?
Definitely not. The Rambam is definitely not talking about that. The chaticha in the bigger picture of.
No, that's the point. Every chaticha is roi liskabed ba lifnei orchim. That's what the Rambam says. Why is a chaticha never bato? Because a chaticha is always roi liskabed ba lifnei orchim. What?
Look at the poskim once again. We talk about putting pieces of meat, but they're not sure. Is it actually something that you would place in front of a.
Nobody accepts this. But I'm just saying that if you learn the Rambam, like the Marlbach, I told you, so B'nai Me'ayim. B'nai Me'ayim, that's it. Okay, that's not a chaticha. And even that. Even that. All those cases, they're not glat. We'll get there. The tiferes of the thing. Okay, no. That's a chaticha. What comes out is, if you learn the Rambam, if you like the stiach in the Rambam, and you read the Rambam like the Marlbach, which is, I think, Pashup Pshat in the Rambam. It's not the only Pshat, but his Shita is going to come out very similar, if not identical, to the Shita of the Taz.
What is the Taz? The Taz is saying that one of those pieces, I thought the Taz was saying if you cut up the Chaticha, the entire cut up Chaticha is really scattered.
So, certainly, if that's right, so then it's very impossible to understand the Isser V'Heter. Right? The Isser V'Heter doesn't make one shred of sense.
Why not?
Shred. What do you mean?
Well, no, the Shach says because
no, the Shach. I think again, it's not mochrach. We don't know how.
Why would this
no,
that make sense? Every single piece is bottled by itself. We look at the piece.
Why would you look at it that way?
Why should we look at the dish?
What do you mean? This why the, I have a chatiach liskabi balifnei orchin. Right? It was. One second. Before I cut it up, I would put it before the guest. After I cut it up, I put it before the guest. So why should all of a sudden it be batal? The answer is. So I think that especially the nechudas akasef.
Each one by itself is.
But why?
Well, in the
so you that, I agree. You could learn it that way. I don't think. Let's look at the nechudas akasef. The Afshar Lahakel, Da'ein Mechabdin Bechaticha Achas Mituganes. Ella Bechatichos Harbe. Imkein, Kol Chaticha Bechaticha Atzma Eina Ruya Liskabed. Right. So even if you have one piece, if you would serve this piece before the guest. So I agree. You don't. I originally also didn't read it the other way. But I thought, and I think it could be read both ways. But I thought that's what the Nekudas HaKasef is saying. That the point is that if you have one strip of avaz or shel avaz, right? The rest got lost or got eaten or got thrown out. But one strip. And that gets mixed in with something else. So it sounds like this Avatar is saying that it's still not Vato.
Just so I understand it. There's something in the Nekudas HaKasef that makes sense.
No, I guess it was. I mean, I think it could be read equally both ways. It was more. Let me just look at the Lashon HaDataz quote.
Marshal seems like Shusa. Al-Kain, Vada Hava, he's talking about that originally.
Let me read it again. Which taz was this again?
Yud.
Abisha v'hatter begilion mevi dim nechtacha or shalav azul yitzu was what was he was a Adam Rajan. Let's look it up inside and see if there's a mashmaus. But at least it's a possible read. This actually comes from a Maril. This psak comes from the Maril.
Rebbe doesn't think it's a deer thing. He says, Al kein vaday hava kathita or iskabi afilu benichtacha.
Yeah, I think that reads beautifully with what I'm saying.
It's beautifully what she was saying. In other words, with that original kathita. He's saying, I agree. That.
Yeah, okay, it's definitely. Seriously, we have two ways of reading. You think there's only one way? I think there's two ways of reading it.
I called it.
So it's true. I guess you over. Anyway, you're the rabbin, so I'm not voted.
This is why I called it the onion ring, child. Multiple onion rings, or rib steaks.
Onion rings. You wouldn't say those to a guest.
Rib steaks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, you'd agree with me. You'd still call it the pepper steak, Shaila. But the only thing is, you're saying it's only when you have a whole pepper, a whole piece of steak that was broken up into other pieces and then served. I thought they said across the board, but let's look it up and we'll see. Maybe we won't be able to see, but at least we could try.
Also, because this is, I think maybe this is why I read it, but anything like that, aside from the fact that I think it's Midah, is it weird that the house would be being cholik on both on the Rush and the Rashba and not say it? Like that the Torah quotes the Rashba, I don't know how.
Yeah, what do you mean?
None of the Rush and the Rashba both can't hold this. Because both of them hold that something that's too small is not really the Skabit. Just out sheer. So it's a little bit weird for the Taz to, like, I thought it would be weird for him to be cholik on that without pointing it out. Here he's saying, no, there is a sheer. It's just between everything. I think it's slightly different.
Yeah.
I thought the reason why I said onion rings is because it has to be a dish. In other words, it has to. He's saying
that's what you. In other words, if you're going to take your pshat, you have to say something like, there's some type of chibur b'taroves, right? Because remember, there's still 60 heter k'neged the iser, right? So let's think about your case. What's the shaila? You have one whole steak that's only rice gabed lefnei orchin mixed in with 100 kosher steaks. Okay. And then you cut up all 101 of them. You cut up all 101 of them. And now each individual piece here would be bato. In other words, if you took one of these pieces out and you threw it somewhere else, it would be bato. But somehow or another, you look at them in their cut-up state as a unit because they came from something whole. So that's where I find it very difficult.
I understood it as you go to a restaurant and everyone gets spare ribs on a plate.
It doesn't matter. In other words, I would have thought like this. I would have thought that's a very difficult fact to say because there's nothing binding these pieces together.
But that's why the Taz says that it's whoever's quoting. It's because it matches up because the way you serve this dish, the chashivusa is to cut it up. That's what's most
common. Right, but since each and every piece, you would have be mode as bato, right? So once...
Oh, it's good chiddush, yeah.
Yeah, so the way I'm saying it, it's a much smaller chiddush.
But it's can I get all the shittas in there?
I think you have to say something. Lining up this piece in the connection with the...
Why can't you just say it the way I'm saying it? I agree the weakness in my...
It's not chashiv when it's just one piece. Maybe agree to that or not?
No, you would serve it before Orchim. Certainly that's going to be the Pshat in the Rambam. You would! What do you mean?
I could serve this little piece.
I would serve it. I would serve...
And a potato also, but that... We're not
okay,
that.
So that's the chashivas of this piece.
So then you can add anything to any chashivas.
No, well, that's exactly what the Rambam says. But
you could say this chatiko, which is comes from Bnei Meim, I can also serve.
No, Bnei Meim is. It's not true. You don't serve the getchkes to a chashiv guest. You give them to your servants. You give them to the cats, or you eat them when nobody's looking. You don't. You don't serve them to a chashiv guest. That's not true. There are all sorts of things that you don't serve to a chashiv guest. I don't think that's a...
Sorry again for going back to...
No, in other words, I think you're moda that your understanding means they're saying a very big chiddush, because I would have thought that once you say a cut-up piece is aser, it is bato, right? Because you wouldn't serve it standalone. So I have here 10 pieces, right? There are 10,000 little pieces, 10 of which are aser, because they came from one bigger piece before. So, lemaisa, since each and every one of these pieces would on its own be batel, what's preventing the 10 from being batel in the bigger picture? So that's what you said. You'd have to say that there's some type of chibur between them. Because they came from something bigger, so they remain united. That's a chiddush that I'm having a very hard time swallowing. So, what I'm answering that question. I'm answering. Right? I'm saying, no, if you held that each individual one of these pieces would be bato, there's no reason why 10 of them also wouldn't be bato. Once they're cut up, they lose their chashivos. We know that. So the answer must be that even the individuals were ilskabed. Why? Because you put it together as part of a bigger dish in front of a chashiv guest. That's what I'm saying. I think in lamdas it's very good. It allows you to say a much more pashut svara in the iser v'heter than what you're saying. I think there's two. The principal objection I think is yours, which is, I mean, you think the lashon doesn't sound that way. I think it could go both ways, so that doesn't bother me as much. I'll read it again more carefully. But your point is a good kasha, right? What I would have to say to answer your question, so first of all, the Rambam, but okay, but you're right, it's going against the main Rishonim that we quote, and nobody made this diak in the Rambam until the Maralbach, so it might still be the Pshat in the Rambam, but it's fair to say that in there. So what I would say is as follows. This is what I would be forced to say, which is that very small, and that's why I'm saying the Taz and the Rambam are different. Just, they're close. Which is that the Metzius that the Taz is assuming is that you don't serve very small pieces of meat to a chashev guest. You do, a pepper steak you would. Pepper steaks are still this big, right? They're not very, you know, they're not enough for a meal, but they're big. Whereas something that's smaller, you wouldn't, right? Anything, even within a dish, even with, and when the Rush said that when you cut up a piece to be small, it's batel because it's no longer real schabit, he's talking about a case where it's cut up sufficiently small that even as part of a broader dish, you wouldn't serve it to a guest. That's my pshat. And that's why I said that the Taz is not identical to the Rambam. The Rambam takes this one step further. Maybe it's a machlokas about what you serve guests. I don't know. But that's what I want to say. Okay. Are we out of time or something? Is that why they're leaving? We barely got started. All right. Well, we're going to finish the simon very, very quickly. There's another issue that comes up in Tazir Aleph, which is the Tiferes Shaila, right? The Marshal writes, the Zalch, Chachmei Krakow, Horu, Shal Albasar, Shal Avaz, Shal Achazesh, Shekorn Bilk. Anyone look what this is? Afal Pishoshet Avaz, Afal Pichei Nikra, Reilis Kabed. And the Linera, Shalokatin Hor, Afal Pishemis, Bimakomas Alalish, Reilis Kabed, Lifne Orchen, Bitzlia, Kalmako, Machsha Shoshet Avaz, Venita Tifarta, Batami Meno Hashivas. So, and then the Taz gets all upset. What do you mean? So, what's the machlokas? Right? The Taz seems to utterly reject the Marshal. So, what was the Marshal thinking? So, I think maybe it goes like this. Give you a mashal. When I was first married, so one of the first times we had company for a Shabbos meal, so my wife made a cake in a bundt pan. Right? Everyone knows what a bundt pan is? So it makes it, cook the cake in a thing, and it comes out in a very pretty shape. So the problem with cakes in bundt pans is they always get stuck. So that's what happened to us. So she was shaking it didn't come out. So bad move number one. I said, let me try. So I really started shaking. So taka came out. But a big chunk was left inside the bundt pan. So she looked very disappointed. So I said, I don't know what's the big deal. The cake is still delicious. You just scoop it out and put it on top. It still tastes the same. So what she told me was, Nital Tifarta. The Tiferes of the cake is, of course it tastes just as good, but... So the Marshal says that. So what happened, Lamaisa? So there was no choice. So we had, even though we had Orchim Chashuvim, we had to serve it. We weren't going to skip dessert. But she didn't want to serve such a cake to guests. And even though she ended up agreeing because there's nothing else but Batal Chashivas. So that's what they're arguing about. In other words, you have something, apparently. I still don't know what this bilik is, but it's the tiferes. And if you're going to serve a chashev guest, you want to really make sure that the bilik is on it. And if it's missing, so you're disappointed. You might, in the end, and give it to the guests, but if something has a tiferes and it's missing, even if you would, in the end of the day, serve it before the guests, it's batel chashivusa. And that's maybe, I don't know. But maybe that's what we're talking about here. And that's what we could accept the metzias of both the Marshal and the Taz. The Marshal says it's batel. It's batel because nital tifarta. And the Taz says, but lemais you'd still give it before the guests. So that's the answer. The answer is, yeah, you would still give it before the guests. But when you serve chashav guests, you wish it had the tiferes on it. You'll b'dievet serve it to chashav guests, but not l'chatchila. Yes?
I thought maybe because he compares it to birya, that it's, it loses, quote unquote, chatchila in the sky, because you wouldn't be able to tell that it is it anymore.
But l'maisa, would you serve it to the guests or not? So that's what I'm saying. That's why I tried to.
I thought maybe he's mirroring the. He's bringing the halachas closer to birya. That's the only say. If you look, have you ever seen a meat dish that you don't know its name? So you give it to a guest, but I don't know what it is.
But why does it need to be similar to a birya? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I don't know. He compares it.
I understand, but lemaisa. No, I understand the dimion, but lemaisa, the Taz is right. Would you give it before a guest or not? If you would, so what difference does it make that nital tifarta? So that's what I'm trying to answer. It's a dimyon to birya, but fundamentally, or just like a birya is defined by its shlemus, and even though the only thing that's missing is a piece of antenna, so it's batel now. But still, what made it chashuv is gone. So too over here, what makes it chashuv, the tiferes, is gone, and that's why it's batel.
Seems like similar to the last Taz.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I thought it's Taz l'shitaso, and they're very similar issues. Not identical, you could be mechalek, but they're very similar types of points. And the Taz is l'shitaso. He's arguing consistently. Lisa, would you give this to a guest? If the answer is yes, it's not batel. I don't care about anything else. And both the Isser v'Heter and the Marshal, for different reasons, are saying not so fast. Okay, I guess we're out of time. I want to make a ha'ara on Siv Zayin and a ha'ara on Siv Ches, but we don't have time to do that today, so we'll make it very quickly next time. If you want to understand Siv Zayin properly, you have to do the Gemara in Zvachim Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. And so we'll just do that very quickly next time. And again, next time, Bezus Hashem, on Monday, we'll spend most of our time on the sugya of Davar Shiesh L'Matir. So please try to get started on that as soon as you can, if you haven't yet.